There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya everyone, it is Friday the 13th of January 2023 and here are all headlines around Liverpool Football Club, the up-to-date ones that have just came out today. Starting with, sadly, more injury news. Darwin Núñez is a doubt for the Brighton game, which will be tomorrow if you are listening on the Friday the 13th. Saturday the 14th, 3 p.m. kickoff against Brighton. Núñez looks like he will be missing that game through another injury. He's had quite a couple of injuries since joining Liverpool Football Club. I'm pretty sure he was out of the Nottingham Forest game as well with an injury, and obviously we know our injury record at the moment, it's not brilliant, and having another forward out is a real worry for Liverpool. They might have wanted to give Gakpo some time to, you know, embed into the football club and learn the behind the scenes and not put him in the spotlight, but I just don't think we have the time to do that now with Núñez now picking up another injury. This time it is his hamstring. The Uruguayan has been missing from training for several days now, and Jürgen Klopp did say in the press conference, although they expect him to be back soon and it's not a long-term injury, it's obviously kept him out of training and they are still waiting on more information. And if it's anything like, you know, our recent injury records, the players that go out and you expect them to come back have been out longer than the expected time frame. Let's hope they've got the correct time frame on this one and Darwin Núñez will be back soon, because we are bare up top. You know, we've got Salah. Núñez, who played up top, his alternative is Firmino, who's still unavailable. Gakpo, who we probably don't want to play every game and we don't want to play him right from the off since joining, and we'll probably have to. You've got Carvalho and Elliot who can do a job, even Oxlade-Chamberlain, but they're just not the players you want up top. And we've gone from having this incredible, you know, when they're all fit, unbelievable selections to pick from, but right now Darwin Núñez is a massive miss for Liverpool Football Club. It felt like, you know, that Wolves goal that he scored might have settled him down a little bit. He's always very influential in our play, whether he's scoring or not. So against a very tough Brighton side and a very attacking Brighton side, to not have an outlet of Núñez running down the channels will be a worry. Hopefully though, the Reds won't miss him for too long and he'll be back soon. We're still waiting an update from Liverpool to see exactly how bad the injury is. We just know it's with his hamstring, and let's hope that Darwin Núñez is available in the upcoming weeks and is only going to miss one game if he really needs it too. But we crucially need him, and it's an unfortunate time of the season for him to pick up another injury, but he has, like I said, he has had a couple of these, so not a great news for Liverpool, but it's one that we now have to deal with, and when we're already not playing the best, it is a bit devastating. But something that is a bit more upbeat is the fact that James Milner has returned to training after recovering from a hamstring injury. These are two players now with hamstring injuries back to back. Maybe there's something in the training. I'm not too sure what these lads are doing, but it seems like we're picking up niggles constantly. But James Milner is back. He should be available for the squad against Brighton tomorrow. Milner obviously was out for a couple of games after picking up that injury. He has been in training 2 days in a row now, so hopefully he will in some way be available for Liverpool Football Club. Whether we rush him back, I'm not too sure, but our midfield is struggling and we're going to need to rotate at some point, because when one player's not getting it done, you might just need to change it and make them fight for it again. Maybe Milner can set some standards. Maybe he can scream at the players. He can be influential on you know, in the dressing room, which I'm pretty sure he already is anyway, even when he's not fit. But I guess that's a good point for Liverpool. Like, we've got another midfielder back. He's probably not your most influential, but he can get a job done. And you know, he's not going to be unbelievable in terms of changing a game, but you might just need him to really set the standards again and put, you know, one on a couple of players, make sure that we're not as easy to play against. So yeah, it's good news that James Milner is back. But obviously, we've lost one and we've got one back. We've lost Darwin Núñez and we've filled him with James Milner, two different roles. I'm pretty sure if you asked James Milner to play up top, he probably could, but it's not really what you want. So yeah, a little boost in terms of James Milner being back in the squad. And hopefully, you know, with that, we see standard rise. Maybe if he gets 20 minutes towards the end of the Brighton game, we can see where he is. And if he's playing better than the rest of the players on the pitch, if we could all show up, that'd be boss. But who knows with this Liverpool side. But it's good that James Milner is back. We've got more options in the middle of the park, especially after how we've been playing and the injuries that we can potentially pick up. Anyway, moving on to another story. This one is not injury related, believe it or not. It is about João Félix. He obviously signed for Chelsea. He made his debut last night, which was the 12th of January. Chelsea played away to Fulham at Craven Cottage. I'm pretty sure they lost 2-1, and in that game, João Félix actually saw a straight red on his debut, which you're surprised, why am I talking about a Chelsea player? Because Liverpool play Chelsea next weekend at Anfield, and João Félix will be a massive miss for them because he looked fairly decent in that first half of football for Chelsea, and it's a massive miss for them, a massive boost for Liverpool Football Club. We know we're not defensively strong. We've not been really doing well at the back or in midfield. You can argue up top as well, to be honest. So João Félix getting a red card for Chelsea means he will miss Liverpool's clash with, obviously, Chelsea next weekend, which is a little boost. We'll take anything we can get at the moment. Moving on then to more additions in the transfer window. Jürgen Klopp was asked in his press conference today what he thinks about and if he will add any more transfer players into the window, and his overall riding. He got quite angry, to be honest. He got frustrated. He got angry. He looked a bit down for the entire thing. But when it got to this question, you could see it just ticked him. He said, I don't think so. You know, his job is to use the players that he has available to him. And right now, the transfer market is not the solution for Liverpool Football Club, which doesn't hold well for anyone who believes Liverpool needs another midfielder, maybe even four or five. Yeah, it's one of them where it looks like Liverpool aren't going to sign another player in this transfer window. I argue that that is absolutely criminal. We've got to at least get top four. This team right now is really, really struggling for legs, mentality, absolutely everything. And to not bring another player in, whatever it is, whether it's money, he went on about the money situation and how many times he's gone through how we can't spend money like the rest of the other teams. And I can see his point, and maybe he's getting a bit frustrated with, I don't even know whether we have got money or whatever, but it just looks like Liverpool aren't going to bring another player in, which is a bit of a hit to us as fans, because we know that sort of needs to change right now, and we've got to stick with the players that we do to get through it. They are good enough players, obviously, but sadly, when some things just don't get you to show up and turn up on the day, and we've had plenty of times to get a reaction out of these players and it hasn't been there, it is a slight worry that we're potentially not buying anyone in this transfer market, and it looks very unlikely from Jürgen Klopp's comments. And he obviously did not appreciate the question that was directed to him about transfers. And you can understand why, because of how many times he gets asked about this. But Liverpool are in a situation where you look at them and they do need several more bodies in there. he mentioned the forwards and how, you know, we shouldn't buy another a forward. And I agree with him there. Once we, you know, get the players back, Jota, Diaz, Firmino, then yeah, we've got an absolute brilliant lineup to choose from. I don't think that's the problem though. It very much is in midfield. And, you know, there's been ideas that we could get Casado for 70 million or whatever it was. It just looks like we're not even in for it. We might be doing something in the background, but it really doesn't seem like it. So yeah, Jurgen Klopp in his press conference today has pretty much just denied that Liverpool are going to get any new bodies in the rest of the transfer window. Which is, yeah, a bit of a disappointing one. But let's see. They might have a moment where, for some reason, you know, something needs to happen to another player for us to buy in the transfer market. Hopefully it doesn't, because we don't need any more injuries. But anything can happen until the end of the transfer window, and hopefully the Reds do pick up a couple more signings and a couple of decent signings that can really help us. Because, like I said, we are struggling this season. And it feels like everyone just needs a lift a little bit. And yet we only signed Gakpo, you know, a couple of weeks ago. But the Reds just need freshness. They need legs. They need people in the middle of the park to be able to keep up with the opposition and not get walked through. And it feels like that continually keeps happening. But who knows? Maybe we're going for an overhaul in the summer. What we'll look like then in terms of where we've finished in the table, I'm not too sure. But yeah, it's a disappointing one to hear that we're not in for any players. More disappointing to see that Jurgen Klopp is extremely angry by the question, in terms of, you know, he's getting pretty sick and tired, and I don't know whether it's because of the question or because of what he can and can't do in terms of buying players. But yeah, looks like no more signings for Liverpool Football Club in the January transfer window.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And I'm so sorry to tell you, but it does just get worse in terms of news. We've got an update on Firmino from that same press conference, and it is believed that Firmino was initially supposed to be out for 10 days to 2 weeks, but then he felt something again and has been out for much longer than expected. And I go back to this Darwin Núñez point of, you know, the club are saying that, you know, it's not a major thing, he should be back soon. They said that with Firmino, and he's been gone for over a month near. So, you know, we really need to, whatever's happening in the background, why so many players are getting injured, whether we've just ran them into the ground, I'm not too sure. I mean, Darwin Núñez shouldn't be like that. But yeah, it's another disappointing one to take. We had it with Luis Diaz as well. It like felt like he was on the brink of coming back, and then he's pretty much out for the rest of the season because he's had to have surgery on his knee. So, you know, these injuries are just really piling up for Liverpool. To hear that Firmino was literally 10 days to 2 weeks out, but now he's been out for a month. And the worst part is that Jurgen Klopp said he is nowhere near close to returning to full training. He's just not even close, which is a real problem, especially if this Darwin Núñez injury is worse than what initially thought. Firmino's been a big miss for us in terms of defensively. He might have helped us in the last month or so because he drops so deep, because he works so much for the team, and because he can hold a ball up and get us out, and yet we've been missing that. And he is a big miss, and we will continue to miss him for what seems like a while. There was no, you know, guaranteed time frame. It was just a case of he's nowhere near close to training, which, you know, is another tough one to take for Liverpool, because from an injury that was literally supposed to be minor, a minor calf injury, to now a month on and he's still nowhere near training, never mind actually being available to play a game of footy. It's a tough one to take. So yeah, I mean, we probably won't see Firmino for quite a while. There's also been links with, obviously, him going to different clubs. I don't think any of that's linked, and I hope it's not. But this, you know, 10 days to 2 weeks has turned into a lot longer. And the final update when it comes to, obviously, injuries is that Stefan Bajetic is back in training after struggling with a hip injury. To be fair, didn't even know that he was out. I literally didn't know. Like, when I don't see him on the bench, I just assume someone's being picked over him. Yeah, he's a bright lad, but sometimes, you know, I think Curtis Jones missed out a couple of weeks ago because Ben Doak was in there. Like, sometimes that just happens and decisions need to be made. But apparently Stefan Bajetic had an injury, but he is back now. So he is another option as well in midfield. Whether he'll actually see any game time, though, is a different matter, with James Milner obviously coming back, Ox, Naby Keita being available as well. But yeah, that has been the roundup of today's news about Liverpool Football Club. Sadly for you, Friday, it's not been that upbeat, has it? I'll give you some more upbeat things instead. So coming up on the weekend, Saturday the 14th of January, we've obviously got the watch along. Myself, Chloe Bloxham and Chris Pajak will be on that. Do join us for the Brighton game. We've also got the instant match reaction, and a load more content coming out for you there. On Sunday, we've got a Danny Miller Liverpool Dream Teams, that, you know, boss that we've been able to have this series and get some unbelievable people on. And the Dream Teams are absolutely incredible. So well worth a watch. So do check out that on Sunday. 10:30, it goes out. And then on Monday, we've got quite a lot of content, actually, to get your week started off the right way. Hopefully the Reds will have made your weekend by winning and getting 3 points on the board against Brighton. But on the Monday, we have the final word from the Brighton game. We then have the build-up show for the Wolves game, which is obviously the returning leg. We play that on Tuesday night after drawing with them 2-2 last week. And we've also got the transfer show, so you can hear more on potential Liverpool transfers, even though I've just shut them all down. But, you know, I'm just going off Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and we, you know, no one really heard the Gakpo story until a couple of hours before we'd actually signed him. So maybe, just maybe, Liverpool are doing something in the background. So do check out the transfer show with Dan. That'll also have the Premier League transfers as well. So a lot more to come from Redmen this weekend and also into next week. But until the next one, up the Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.